Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 182. Ausgabe von Funpod, sagt Michael. Heute kommt das zweite Interview, das ich auf der Consulfood 2016 in Faro aufgenommen habe. Ghanshyam Luki aus Surat im indischen Bundesstaat Gujarat erzählt uns seine Erfolgsgeschichte, die 1999 begann, als er sich entschloss, seine Leidenschaft für Fruchtgummis und andere Süßigkeiten zu seinem Beruf zu machen. In den ersten Jahren kochte er seine Mischungen aus verschiedenen Obstsorten, Zucker und Pektin noch klassisch auf Kerosinfeuer, aber 2006 hatte er nach mehreren Anläufen und mit Ausdauer Deepak Gadia überzeugt, ihm eine Anlage mit 10 Schaeffler-Spiegeln von je 10 Quadratmeter Fläche zu bauen, mit denen er den für die Produktion benötigten Dampf erzeugt. Und an Regentagen verbrennt er Bioabfälle zur Wärmeerzeugung, so dass Tapi Food das erste Industrieunternehmen in Indien ist, das zu 100% erneuerbare Energien einsetzt. Außerdem hat Ghanshyam Luki mittlerweile rund 90 Festangestellte und dazu noch etwa 50 Teilzeitmitarbeiter, die ihm helfen, jeden Tag einige 100 Kilogramm seiner Produktpalette aus Marmeladen, Fruchtsäften, Fruchtgummis und anderen Süßigkeiten auf der Grundlage von Obst herzustellen.
My name is Ghanshyam Luki. I am from India. I have my own food processing industries. My company name is Tapi Food Products. Mm-hmm. I have started my company in 1999 with two small kerosene stove and aluminium pan. I have started with making a tutti frutti from papaya fruits. It's a candied papaya candy. I like tutti frutti too much. So I started, I make my hobby as my patients and also my profession. Mm-hmm. So with a small quantity like 40 kilogram per day, mm-hmm. I have started with the help of my family members as a worker. It was only 50,000 Indian rupees investment. Up to 2006, I have struggled a lot to set up quality and brand image in the market. I am a son of farmer, so basically and genetically I have been born by courage and entrepreneurship, because I believe that farmer is the biggest entrepreneur in the world, because he has to fight always with the nature. So my father always taught us to create employment and be an employer rather than employee. Mm-hmm. So that seeds has been grown in my brain, and I never did a job for a single day, but from day one I have done my own business. Mm-hmm. I have done masters in organic chemistry. Mm-hmm. Initially in 2-3 years after my educational study, I done business of chemicals, but due to pollution and everything, I become very fed up, and I thought to do something different. Mm-hmm. But I was not clear what I have to do. Mm-hmm. One fine day, my one good friend, he was running a shop and he was selling a tutti frutti, and it was my habit to eat tutti frutti every day from his shop. And he made a wonderful joke, my friend, you are always eating tutti frutti, then why don't you produce it? From that day,
yeah,
I decided to start a food industries, and within 90 days, I have started commercial production. Mm-hmm. I have been struggle a lot to set up quality and market and selling. But after 7 years, I reached to break even point. Mm-hmm. And I had a burning desire to set up such a food industry in India which use solar energy. Mm-hmm.
What was your first contact with solar cooking?
I brought a box cooker to take a trial to make a tutti frutti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was succeed. Yeah. But I was not aware of about commercial production. Mm-hmm. And I have found from different sources about the government agency in our province. So I contacted the concerned officers. He gave me contacts of Mr. Deepak Gadia, Gadia Solar Energy Private Limited.
Yeah.
In 2000, I met Mr. Deepak Gadia. Initially, he thought, because those time my age was around 24 years. So he thought what this child will do. But due to my constant persistence, up to 3 to 4 years with Mr. Deepak Gadia, and I told him I want to start a such food industry, we should use solar energy. After my constant perseverance and this all, he was convinced and he gave me one day to take a trial in his pilot kitchen. And I was sure I will definitely success, and that day I got a success result, and I was success to make a tutti frutti in his pilot kitchen.
By using a Schaeffler.
It is by Schaeffler dishes.
Yeah.
So during those time I had not sufficient means and finance.
Yes.
And all resources to invest for industrial cooker. But I was too much
convinced.
Convinced, and I was passionate.
Yeah.
To make a food industry. So yeah. I thought as soon as early possible, I will do set up a solar energy based food processing industry. And the day came in 2006, Indian government launched industrial subsidy of 50% of the project cost of the solar cooking. And I again reached to Mr. Deepak Gadia, and I asked them, now I have space according to your solar system, and now I want to install Schaeffler dishes for our commercial production of tutti frutti.
Yeah.
So Deepak Gadia visited my place and he told me, yes, now it is okay, because for solar we need east, south, west, open to sky, and my location which I have selected to keep in mind in to install a solar system in my factory. In 2007, we have successfully installed 10 Schaeffler dishes of 10 square meter. And from those day, I was able to make around 500 kilogram finished product by steam cooking. Day by day, I have settled and I have developed more and more products to make from solar energy, like fruit jams, fruit jellies, fruit crushes, fruit candies, and different stuff which is based on real fruit pulp. So nowadays, actually, we have more than 500 kilogram production per day.
Yes.
And we have also a steam boiler for cooking, because in absence of sunny days and during the evening time, we are not able to use solar energy. So we installed this steam boiler, but this steam boiler we use only bio-waste. So our total cooking process is 100% eco-friendly. We don't use the conventional energy particular for the cooking.
Yes.
And my basic dream is to make such a industry which should run 100% by renewable energy, like a biogas, windmill, solar electrical panel, and steam generating. This is my life's one also dream. And I am sure the day will come and I will develop such a industry which will not require throughout a year conventional energy.
Great. How many employees do you have now?
I have presently around 90 people, sometimes it is 100, but it is depend on, because the laborers, we know, they are don't regularly come on the work. But I can say around 100 people, directly I am giving employment, and indirectly there are more than 50 people. So presently 150 families are connected with my company.
Mm-hmm. And where do you sell your goods?
Presently we have a entire India network, as well as we are exporting our goods to Gulf countries,
mm-hmm.
UAE, America, Australia, Canada, and we have also started our own new company,
mm-hmm.
in Uganda, East Africa.
Mm-hmm. Why there?
They are in Jinja City. Presently, we have started to export our goods to our Uganda company.
Mm-hmm.
And within 1.5 years, we are going to make a food processing unit near Kampala, the city name called Jinja.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose Uganda as a country? What is special with Uganda?
Actually, my one good friend is there, and I have visited that place.
Okay.
And I found there are too much wastage of fruits, and they are even they are throwing. They didn't get a prize,
mm-hmm.
and mostly all fruits are cultivated by organically,
mm-hmm.
because the local people don't use pesticides and this all.
Yeah,
and the climate of Uganda have mostly sunny days because it is on equator.
Yes,
and I found we can develop a good win-win situation to creating a local employment and value addition in fruit processing. And I have also discussed with local government bodies,
mm-hmm.
regarding our project, and they were very happy to help us.
Yes.
And I believe in sustainable development, so we choose Uganda to develop our new factory.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We are now sitting here together in Faro in South Portugal, and I saw around this area are many plantations with tangerines which are not harvested because the prices are so low. So maybe this would also be a good place to start making juices or marmalade or jam of tangerines.
Yes,
or oranges.
Actually, we landed at Madrid, and we took hire a car.
Yeah.
And on the way to from Spain to Portugal.
Yeah.
Even in Spain, I have seen so many oranges and marmalades fruits.
Yeah.
And I felt very pain in my heart because I saw. It was just like throwing, and nobody is ready to give a good price. And I believe, particularly these orange fruits, even their pills also we can process as a orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
So this fruit, particular from this fruit, I know we can make a juice, we can make a marmalade, we can make a jams. We can make a drinks, we can make a salt, concentrated drinks,
mm-hmm.
and even the pills are also, we can make a value addition processing with the sugar, and it is selling as a orange pills in the market, particularly these pills especially used in making Christmas cakes and different type of cakes.
Yeah.
So I felt here too much
big potential.
Yeah, potential to develop orange based industry. Even we can also extract orange oil for flavor and fragrances,
mm-hmm.
because entire world love oranges.
Yeah.
And so orange flavor is too much popular in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I can, this new thoughts has been developed in my mind.
Yeah.
In future, I can think to work with some local good people.
Yeah.
And if I cannot do industry here, but openly I can guide them how to process.
Yes.
And where to
Yes.
sell.
Uh-huh.
Because even orange, if we have abundance of orange juices, we can also make orange powders,
mm-hmm.
which is mostly used as a commercial ingredients in different kind of food industries. Like fruit processing, like ice cream industries,
yeah.
Like baking. Dairy industries, mm-hmm. like baking industries. So I saw it's too much good potential
yeah.
to have orange processing industries
yeah.
in Portugal.
Do you also use food dryers, solar food dryers?
Yeah, actually, we don't do sun drying. According to food laws, we cannot do any kind of processing in open the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So we made one hot air dryer, mm-hmm. and we use this solar steam to make drying our process.
Okay. Yeah.
And we have presently around 2 metric tons capacity mm-hmm. dryer. But within a coming 3 months,
mm-hmm.
we are going to set up around 10 metric tons solar dryers in our factory. Okay. Because now there is some new expansion
yeah.
in our factory.
Yeah.
So we have planned to make one big dryer.
Yeah, okay. What exactly do you dry?
Presently, actually, we don't dry the natural fruits. But we are making like some fruit jellies. And we are doing them gummies.
Mm-hmm.
We are making Indian gooseberry fruits.
Mm-hmm.
We are making the candies.
Yeah.
So we dip with sugar. Mm-hmm. And after that, we put in 2 or 3 days to make it dry
mm-hmm.
In the dryer.
Yeah. Okay. You are the first and only one in India who does this business, right?
Actually, this business, there are so many people. But I am only with first solar, to use solar. And with now, as on day, I am only one person
yeah.
to use an industrial application, particularly in food processing industries.
Mm-hmm. Are others visiting you and looking and maybe try to copy what you do using solar energy?
Presently, so many students, so many colleges, so many entrepreneurs have visited my factories.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic problem with the solar concentrated is about the cost and space.
Yeah.
And I believe that if the people like my mindset who break the stereotype about profit of the solar systems, then I'm sure we can definitely spread
mm-hmm.
Exponentially in our country yes. as well as in the world.
Yes.
And I'm sure nowadays the solar business is just depending on the subsidies of government.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that particularly for the steam generating, there is not too much cost of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Only the MS steel and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that if the manufacturer cut their price and make them applicable to everybody and affordable to the industrial people,
mm-hmm.
then I believe and I have hope in the coming days
yeah.
we can make too much progress in this kind of application of solar energy in not only in the food processing, many kind of industries like chemical, we need to evaporate the effluent water, like textile, we have to do dyeing process. So it has a different kind of application because presently mostly all industries require a steam
mm-hmm.
and boiler
yes.
To run their industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I am sure the day will come and the people of the world
yeah.
and the entrepreneurs and industrial people would like to use solar energy because it is eco-friendly.
Yeah.
And there is only one time cost and then we don't have to pay the price for the sunlight.
Yeah, okay, fine. Thank you a lot.
You are welcome.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe. Durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen. Entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.